Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Peter Pan Seafoods processing plant in Port Moeller in southwest Alaska was devastated by a massive fire overnight. So far, no one reported injured. Power, running water, and most phone and internet connections are down in the remote community, which has about 150 people, mostly to process fish at Peter Pan. Bob Murphy is the ADF&G commercial fisheries manager who was surprised to find his phone working a little after 8 o'clock this morning.
I'm literally on my knees in the office right now trying to plug stuff in so we got an emergency generator so we can get a functioning office right now because all the power is out in Port Moeller.
A fisherman who watched the fire from his vessel said he saw flames shooting 150 feet high. The long dock was eventually cut away to contain the fire.
Obviously still a fire going on at this time. The main warehouses and all the living quarters are okay and everybody is safe is the main thing.
Murphy says there were efforts to fight the fire, which proved to be futile. Port Moeller is just north of Sand Point on the Bering Sea side of the Alaska Peninsula. A 30-year-old Fairbanks man has been convicted of second-degree murder in the death of a woman nearly 3 years ago. The Fairbanks Daily Newsman reports Zachary Weisenhunt was convicted of killing 34-year-old Janeska Kemsky. She was last seen in October of 2014 at a gas station in South Fairbanks. Her unclothed body was found 10 days later in the woods outside of North Pole. After a record 75 days in the shipyard, Southwest Alaska's ferry is finally back in the water. The Testamina returned to service this week following repairs that canceled 70% of its sailings this summer. While the vessel gets underway, funds for its replacement are not far behind. A recall election aimed at unseating three Haines Assembly members was unsuccessful. Unofficial numbers show the majority of voters say no to the recall of Tresham Gregg, Heather Lindy, and Tom Morfitt. There are still some absentee questioned and special needs ballots to be counted, but they're unlikely to change the outcome as the no votes have a more than 100-vote margin for each Assembly member. A Skagway resident who was sentenced to a year in prison on federal tax charges has filed to run for borough assembly. Dan Henry resigned from the assembly last fall in order to report to federal prison. Now he's back in Skagway and running for election again. In 2016, Henry pled guilty to willful failure to timely file federal tax returns. He was convicted on four misdemeanor charges and sentenced to a year and a day in prison. He was also ordered to pay $600,000 in restitution to the federal government. Henry was also penalized by the state's campaign finance watchdog. The Alaska Public Offices Commission fined him $22,000 for incomplete public office disclosures. Forecast calls for more rain for today and tonight, with that rain becoming heavy at times. Temperatures between 45 and 50 degrees for tonight.